If you have your Bible tonight, you want to follow with us, you want to turn to Ezekiel chapter number 40. Ezekiel chapter number 40. You just want to look at a couple of verses tonight. Ezekiel chapter number 40 and verse 48. Ezekiel chapter number 40 and verse 48. And the Bible said, "He brought me to the porch of the house and measured each post of the porch, 5 cubits on this side and 5 cubits on that side, and the breadth of the gate was 3 cubits on this side and 3 cubits on that side. And the length of the porch was 20 cubits and the breadth 11 cubits. And he brought me by the steps whereby they went up to it. And there were pillars by the post, one on this side and another on that side." I want to preach tonight for a little while, if God will be our help, on this thought. When you make it to the porch. Amen. When you make it to the porch. As we look at this tonight and we see a thing that transpired, and when you begin to figure out how Ezekiel is writing in chapter 40, and he lays all these things out, and begins to give these measurements, we begin to see the mighty hand of God a-moving. See, there had been a lot of destruction. There had been devastation in the nation of Israel, and then especially in Jerusalem. There had been a dispersa of the people of God, had been scattered all over the land, scattered, exiled, if you will, Jerusalem and the capital temple had been destroyed. The land had been taken over by Nebuchadnezzar, by the Babylonians, and there's not really any good news to tell. Not a whole lot of good things that you can say on the goings on that's been going on. A time of terrible trouble was upon them, but Ezekiel's, he's speaking to us here. God says, he begins to speak to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 1 says, in the five and twentieth year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, and in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. And in the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain, by which was as a frame of a city on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man with whose appearance was like to like at the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, "Son of man, behold with thine eyes and hear with thine ear, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I may show them unto thee art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel." So he brings them out here. Like I say, there's not a whole lot of good stuff, not a whole lot of good news to tell, but the Bible says that God brings Ezekiel out here, praise God, before him. And he begins to take a reed and margin line, and he begins to measure off, and he begins to lay things out for the man of God. He begins to show him some things that must come to pass, that must take place. I want to say, ain't you glad, praise God, that God's got a plan? Ain't you glad, praise God, that God's laid it out? Ain't you glad that there's not one detail in his plan that he's forgot? There's not one thing in his plan that he's left out? Praise God, his plan is, it's there, it's set in stone, praise God, and it won't be changed. Amen. But ain't you glad today that you're a part of God's plan? Amen. I'm glad I'm a part of God's plan. You say, "Well, preacher, all this has taken place. There's no good news. Hey, trouble seems like every hand." But you know what Ezekiel does? Ezekiel does what God's people always do, always must do in times like these, praise God. They look, praise God, unto the Lord, and they look ahead unto a glorious future. A devil would like to get us in a place that we get discouraged and get disheartened, faint-hearted, if you will, and we begin to get so bogged down by what's going on around us that we forget what our future holds. But we ought to take old devil, praise Sue Foot and Satan, and we ought to tell him, praise God, what his future holds. Amen. One of these days he's going to be bound and cast into the pit. Amen. A bottomless pit. I pray God for about 1,000 years. And he's going to be taken out after 1,000 years. And he's going to be cast into the fire. I pray God, a lake of fire where he'll live forevermore in torment. But there, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad there's a God that's got better things for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Getting closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. We see what Bible teaches us here, that God says to tell Ezekiel, said there's going to be a regathering unto God. That God's going to gather up His people for His glory. He's going to go to where they are. He's going to get them and He's going to bring them unto Himself. It amazes me when they get to talking about all this devastation they're talking about may happen in Ukraine and how God Almighty is taking a Jew. There's a vast number of Jews in Ukraine and said Israel's shipping them out. They're paying for it. And they're saying, hey, youngins, look over here. Pay attention. We're going to send you in some planes. Get on those planes. We're going to bring you home. Praise God. Do you see something happening? The plan of God, it's being executed right now before our eyes. Youngins, we ought to be a shouting people, because in the last days of the dispensation of this grace, we're getting to see God, the mighty hand of God, do exactly what He told them that He'd do. His plan is being played out to the full. Praise God. He's moving in a mighty way. He's touching all over the world tonight, praise, for His glory. Amen. He's a gathering them up. He's a cleansing His people. Amen. He's a cleansing, praise God. He's restoring His people. He's bringing them to a place of beauty, praise God. And He's bringing them to a place of fruitfulness. That's what God does tonight. Amen. He takes His people, He gathers us up, He cleans us up, and He restores us, praise God, unto Himself, what He would have us to be. And He puts a fruitfulness in us so that we can be used of God. Amen. We ought to make our last days the best days for Jesus. Amen. Just surrender wholly to Him. Ask God Almighty to move in our hearts, to move in our lives, to take us, to use us, to show us the way, and help us to walk therein for His glory. Amen. And God will get glory. Praise His holy name. So we see as the God begins to show us this, He begins to manifest Himself this. He begins to show them the lines. He begins to show them the buildings. He begins to show them the rooms. He begins to show them, praise God. He begins to lay these things out just one right after another. He begins to measure out just like He said He would, praise God, that He would regather, He would cleanse, He would restore. And He's doing it just one step at a time. You know why He does that? Because He is the great architect tonight. Amen. He is the architect, praise God. He takes the footing, the foundation, and He builds thereupon for His glory. Praise His holy name. He said there would be a new city that God would build. Amen. That new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. He said there'd be a new temple, praise God. And He begins to lay it out here. He begins to measure it out. He begins to show them, praise God, His grace and His glory. He's done it again before and He'll do it again. Amen. He'll bring us to a place, praise God. Not only to a new city and a new temple, praise God. Glory to God, He's going to offer up a new priesthood. Amen. Praise God, where we can come in with Him as priests and kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, to rule and reign with Him when He comes. Amen. In glory and in splendor. When they begin to see, praise God, the Lord in His holiness. The Lord lifted high and lifted up, praise God, to that place He so desires to be. In the hearts and the minds of people. I was thinking about the other day, yesterday when I was in the study. I wonder how it would change our relationship, how it changed our relationships, how it changed our lives, our families, our homes, and our churches if we begin to lift God up again. Amen. To make Him that most holy thing in our lives. To see Him on His throne, praise God. To see Him as God. To see Him in power. To see Him in authority, praise God. To see Him in His majesty. The God of heaven, praise God, who's worthy of all of our praise. Who is the God that's leaving. Listen to me. The God of our expectations. Amen. I don't expect nothing outside of Him. I can't attain to it. Amen. But praise God, with His help, we're able to pull up right to where He is and receive from the bountiful supply of God those things that He would have us to have. Praise the Lord. So we see all of these folks in the new city, in the new temple, the new priesthood, all of them serving the Lord. Amen. Now, have you ever found something that you really like to do? Amen. You had maybe you had a little job or a chore, and it was just exciting to do it. It was a wonderful experience just to be able to do it. And it was just so different. You know, we got jobs and things that we get up every morning and say, okay, yeah, we got to go. And we go because we think we got to go earn an almighty dollar. But sometimes in our life, praise God, we come across something that we really love to do. That's what it's going to be like serving the Lord. That's what it ought to be like serving the Lord. It ought to be something, praise God, that we really like to do. It oughtn't to be a burden. It oughtn't to be a hardship to serve the Lord. Amen. Realizing that we're working toward something. Amen. Working toward heaven. It's kind of like when you're setting up housekeeping, you're buying that first home. Amen. And you're working and you're setting it up and you're designing, you're figuring it out. Amen. You're excited about what you're going to have. In just a little while, and as you build upon that, you begin to get a little bit more and a little bit more. Praise God. You just get so excited because of what you've been able to do. We ought to be the same way with serving the Lord tonight, praise God. Realizing that all the things that God's promised and He's putting out before us, and we ought to be excited about how God's helping us to realize where we're at and what God is putting before us. Amen. That we're partakers in with Him. You know, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a vision. As Ezekiel paints her out, he paints a vision. He paints a vision of a glorious land. Amen. And he paints a vision, praise God, of a beautiful temple. A place of worship, a place where you can come together, a place, praise God, where all the old iniquity and the sin, praise God, is left out, it's shut out, it's put outside. And a place where you can come in, praise God, and just magnify God and glorify Him for the goodness that He shows to us. And we start getting filled up, praise God. Start realizing, praise God, the presence of God in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't wait for somebody else to recognize it. Hello? We recognize it ourselves. Praise God. Praise God. God's in this place. I've had people come in here visiting preachers and different preachers and missionaries. And they told me at the end of service, preacher, God's in this place. I said, amen, brother. Praise God. The Lord's here. Said He meets with us here. He blesses us here. He gives us, praise God, of Himself here. He pours out of His abundance, praise God. And we just, it's like a reptile basking in the sun. Praise God, it comes to a place we just lay out there and just suck in the sun, praise God. He pours out upon us. Amen. You say, preacher, that sounds kind of greedy. Praise God. No, it ain't. Because God Almighty's offering it to us, praise God. We'd be foolish not to take it. Just to come where God is, praise God, longing to get there. It's not a hardship, praise God, but it's a privilege. We see God as He begins to pour out in His abundance in Ezekiel 40 and verse 4. He said, a man said unto me, son of man, behold with thine eyes and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee. For to the intent that I might show them unto thee art thou brought hither. He said, praise God. He said, listen, Ezekiel said, I've got some things I want to show you. Praise God, things that's so magnificent, things that's so perfectly laid out. Glory, hallelujah. You can take them and you can show them to the people and they're going to get inspired. They're going to get excited. Praise God, if you're inspired and you're excited and you take them to them, praise God, they're going to be inspired and they're going to be excited too. You know why our people ain't getting very inspired? Why they ain't very many of our people excited? Because we're not excited. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. Say, that's right, preacher. Amen. Nod your head. Amen. Amen. If we ever going to see our people get excited, praise God, we're going to have to get excited about the Lord. And we're going to have to realize Him and His magnificent power and what He's already done, what He's promised to us, praise God. And we might attain one day to that promise. It's out there. It's ours, praise God. God said, just keep pressing on a little farther, youngins. One day in a little while, you will come to where the promise is. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, listen, if we just realize the glory of the place He's prepared, the place, the land, the beautiful temple where God has given us. He said, declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. Amen. He said, tell it to everybody you see, praise God, that they might know the mighty works of God. Bless His name. Amen. He said, that they might notice it, realize it. Amen. That they might realize. He said, hey, praise God. He said, you know what? They, even those that haven't repented, praise God, of their sinfulness, their iniquity, praise God, they will. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 43, look at it. Ezekiel chapter number 43. Ezekiel chapter 43 and verse 10, the Bible says this. He said, thou, son of man, show the house of the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. Amen. He said, listen to me. Ezekiel said, I've made my people some promises. He said, Ezekiel, what I want you to do, he said, I want you to take Tim and I want you to show them what I've showed you. I want you to show them the full measure of the house that God has built. Amen. To the fulfilling of His promise. Praise God. So they can confess their iniquity. So they can repent of their sin. So that I can bless them, praise God, and just pour out in abundance one more time. Amen. I want to see the mighty hand of God poured out in abundance one more time. Amen. Praise God. Hey, if I didn't want that, I'd pack her up and go to the house and forget it. But I'm looking any day for it just break out. God's people, amen, just praising, magnifying God and giving Him glory. And God is showing Himself to us. I praise God. And I want to see every time God shows Himself, He shows out, praise God. And we see how great and mighty He is, that there's none greater than the God of glory. Man, the God of heaven, the Jehovah God, our God. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't understand all this stuff. A fellow told me the other day, he said, all this stuff in here where they're giving out all the genealogies and they're giving out, all the measurements and the measuring and the lines and the reeds. And he said, I just don't understand all that. Amen. That's because you're not a Jew. And if you as a Jew, praise God, and God began to lay this out here, and God began to tell you the things that He's telling you, the Jews understood, because they understood the law, praise God. To them, it makes sense. To them, those details that He has given out, one after another, after another, after another. Praise God, those Jews was reaching out there. They was getting a hold of it, and they said, glory, hallelujah, every line, praise God, every jot and tittle is a promise of God. Amen. The same God that they serve is the same God we serve. Praise His holy name. Amen. So we had a vision. God was laying it out there of what would be in the days ahead. But not only did we have a vision, but we had an assurance. Amen. An assurance of a glorious future. Amen. That's what we got today, youngins. God gives us an assurance of a glorious future, praise God. We see how God lays it out. He said, even in times of troubles, even in times of trials like these, praise God, we've still got a glorious future ahead. Bible tells us in 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter number 1. Well, let's just go back to verse 1. Look at these first 9 verses real quickly. He said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and fadeth not the way, not away, reserved in heaven for you. For who? For you, us. Amen. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, in need, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Praise God, those trials and afflictions, those hardships that we face. He said that your trial, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Praise God. He said, what we have, even in the times of trouble, amen, we have a blessed assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ. of a glorious future that's just ahead. Listen, young'uns, we're not promised the longevity here in this world much. Praise God, just a little while and we're gone. But glory be to God, God's give us a glorious future in a world to come, praise God, that He's set out for us. He's laid out for us. He's set up for us, praise God. And all we got to do is just receive Him and the free pardon of sin, and we become partakers in the assurance of a glorious future. Amen. He said, preacher, how do we know the Lord's going to get us there? Because He promised that He would. Amen. In John chapter number 17, the Bible says this in verse number 22. And the glory which Thou gavest Me, Jesus speaking, I have given them, that they may be one, even as We are one. Talking about brothers and sisters in Christ, born again believers. I in them and Thou in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent Me and hast loved them as Thou hast loved Me. Father, I will. Now watch this. Amen. He says, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory which Thou hast given Me, for Thou lovest Me before the foundation of the world. Praise God. Jesus Christ is praying that prayer. Who's He praying it to? To His Heavenly Father. He says, I want You to take those that You've given Me. He says, I want You to make them ready, praise God, and I want them. He said, I want You and You and You. He said, I want You to be with Me where I'm at. Where I am, praise God. He said, that's a prayer of Jesus. That's what Jesus wants today. Amen. Praise God. Praise His holy name. Amen. A stimulus to holy living. Praise God. Because Jesus wants to be with Him where He is. Holy living. You know the Bible speaks of holy living 35 times in Ezekiel 41 through 48. Speaking of holy living, how do you have holy living? By realizing glory how God, Jesus wants you to be with Him. How do you get to Him? Through holy living. Amen. You say, preacher, what if I don't live holy? Praise God. If you love Lord Jesus Christ, you ought to seek to live a holy life. Amen. Praise God. Where you get away from all that discourage and defile this old flesh that we live in. So we can enter in clean, praise God, before the Lord, before it's too late. Praise His name. Amen. Heaven, praise God. Listen, heaven ought to be a place where we desire to go. Heaven ought to be a place where we desire to be. Amen. When you get there, you leave all the hardship and you leave all the aches and pains behind, Brother Junior. When we get to heaven, they won't be those squeaky joints over there. Though, Brother Junior, this morning I walk now, my artificial knees got to where it clicks when I walk. I don't know if that's a sign it's wearing out or what. I asked that doctor when he put it in to put a grease fit in the back of my knee. Amen. He said, well, I can't put a grease fit. I said, yeah, I'll put one of them grease fits and shoot that thing full of that white lithium grease, that food grade. Said, we'll be good. That thing lasts for a long time. He said, well, you're crazy. He said, I can't do that. Amen. Praise God. Because, hey, these old bodies wear out. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad one of these days I'm going to a place where I'll never wear out. I'm going to a place, but I've got a destination, praise God, where everything stays new forever. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? They get that new body, that new glorified body like unto the Lord, praise God, and it won't wear out. I mean, you can run and shout and praise and give God glory all day long, because it's just going to be one continuous day, and just keep going on and on and on and on, praise God, and you'll never get tired. Never run out of air. Never run out of stamina, praise God. You'll have the wherewithal. Amen. When you get to that destination. Amen. Praise God. Heaven is not just a destination, though. Heaven ought to be, and it should be, praise God, a motivation. Amen. Heaven ought to motivate us, praise God, to get just a little closer to God. To pull up just a little. You remember the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 11 when God left, when the Holy Spirit of God, it left out of the temple. Amen. It left out. Praise God. And the Spirit of God was gone. Amen. I don't want the Spirit of God gone. I want the Spirit of God to be manifest and His glory manifest in me. So the destination that I have, praise God, is to make it to heaven. The motivation that we ought to have is to make it to heaven. And we get there by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And the motivating factor ought to be a moving us, praise God. As Ezekiel is a representative of God, praise God. And he's telling us, listen, said the future's ahead of us. The promise is ahead of us. We just got to keep pressing on till we get there with the help of the Lord. And he promised he'd say he'd never leave us nor forsake us. That he'd be there with us all the way to the end of the way. Amen. As far as we can go, praise God. He said he'd go with us. And when we get to the end of the way, he said he'd take us his way. Amen. Well, what a blessing that's going to be. I'm looking forward to it. But he said in Ezekiel 11 that spirit departed. Praise God. But praise God, I'm glad in Ezekiel 43, the Bible says that spirit entered back in. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad that it did? Ezekiel 43, verse 1, he says, afterward, he brought me to the gate, even to the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like the noise of many waters. And the earth shined with his glory. He's coming a day, youngins, in the near future that there's going to be an illuminating power that'll overshadow this world that the Bible says will outshine the sun. Amen. He said, it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision I saw when I came to destroy the city, and the vision where like the vision that I saw by the rivers Chebar, and I fell upon my face. And the glory, now watch this, verse number 4, and the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, whose purpose is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. Praise God. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad? Ezekiel say, listen, we hung out and we endured. And we kept pressing on. The glory of God had departed. But praise God, the Lord brought me up and he shows me a vision. He shows me a place. Bring me into the center court. Praise God. And he fills the house with his glory. Amen. Couldn't you imagine? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to be in a house full of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. So you see what's taking place here. This thing's become full circle. We see God Almighty. He comes to Ezekiel and he lays this thing out. And he said, I know the trials, the temptations. I know the trouble that you've been through. He said, but I'm the God of heaven. Praise God. He said, I'm that God of power and might. He said, I lay this thing out. I'm showing you. I've got a plan. I've got a purpose. He said, you go tell the people. Praise God, I'm laying her out. I'm going to finish her up. And when I'm finished, praise God, I'm going to bring you through. And I'm going to bring you unto myself. And then verse 48, he said, I'm going to bring you up on the porch of the house. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm going to bring you up on the porch. You ever wonder why Ezekiel, praise God, why God laid out the porch so specific to Ezekiel? Have you ever thought, I got to thinking about that, I had me a spell. I have those pretty often. Amen. If there's anybody sometimes around the house, they'd probably lock me up, put me in one of them little funny white jackets where you tie ties in the back, and they'd probably carry me off. But I got to think about that porch. Have you ever thought about the porch? When you get to the porch, Brother Junior, you're just almost home. Amen. When we get to the porch, we're almost home, and God shows us a representation, Ezekiel, a representation to people. God brings him up on the porch, praise God. Because he's just almost home. Amen. Amen. When we make it to the porch, youngins, we're almost home. Amen. The God of heaven, the God of power, praise God, the God that will manifest himself. And he's going to beckon us to come on inside. Praise God. Can you just imagine when they throw open those gates that open to the from the east? Praise God, that's the way the Son of God's coming. He's coming back. He's coming through that gate of the east. Praise God. And he said, listen, when you come up onto the porch, praise God, hey, just hang out on the porch a minute. The gate's going to open up. The doors are going to swing wide. Somebody's going to say, young'un, I've been looking down the road. I've been seeing you coming. It's so good to see you. Glory, hallelujah. Throw their arms around you. Love them to yourself. Praise God. And say, boy, it's good to have you home. Glory, hallelujah. Come on in unto the glory of God. Amen. When we make it to the porch, praise God, my young, listen, we make it to the porch, we'll be almost home. Amen. I don't know about you, but praise God, I know a lot of folks has got porches, and they spend a lot of good times sitting on the porch. I know my grandpa Massey, before his house burnt down, he had a back porch. And boy, we'd go over and meet him, and you run into the front room. If he wasn't in the front room, you know where he'd be? He'd be sitting on the back porch. Amen. Grandma said, your papa's on the back porch. And praise God, we'd go out there, and he'd look up and see you, and boy, big old smile would come on his face. He'd say, come on in, have you a seat. Amen. And boy, we'd sit down there and we'd talk a while. Glory, hallelujah. You know what happened? When you make it to the porch, praise God, listen, youngins, when we make it to the porch, we'll be almost home. Amen. But almost, praise God, to where God would have us to be. But God says through his grace, his mercy, through being part of his plan, he said, I'll bring you, I'll deliver you, and I'll bring you up on the porch. And praise God, all you got to do then is just enter in to the glory of the Lord. Praise God, ain't you glad one day, youngins, we'll enter in, we'll ease up through portals of glory, and we'll ease up on the porch. Amen. Ease up on the porch. And God Almighty, Jesus Christ himself, would say, come on in, youngins. Come on in. Yeah. Come on in. The Father's been expecting you. Amen. And boy, I don't know if we'll shout and skip and hop, or boy, we'll enter in. Boy, what a time we'll have, and we'll be there. It won't be just a short talk. It won't be just a moment in time, but we'll spend time with God. Amen. After we come across the porch. Amen. Praise God. Into the presence of God. From God Almighty, I bring us into the inner chamber. Praise God, and He'll fill the house up. I believe God will be so excited when you and I get there. He said, well, preacher, God ain't going to be much excited about me. But, oh, yeah, if you make it to heaven, if you've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, if you trusted in the blood of Jesus Christ, God will be excited that you're there. Amen. Praise God. It'd be like that the prodigal son when he killed the fatted calf, put a ring on his hand and a robe on his back, and killed the fatted calf, put shoes on his feet because he was glad to see him. And he called him. He said, call the servants. He said, hey, praise God, let's take him in the house. Amen. Because he that was lost is found. Praise God. We've come in to the presence of God. When we make it to the porch, youngins, we'll be almost home. Praise God. We've got something big to look forward to. God's laid her out and made us a partakers in his plan. Amen. Boy, I'm so glad of that, ain't you?